Opelka Gallery is pleased to present its new exhibition, the 43rd Annual Photo Regional Youth Spotlight, a juried exhibition of work by young people in our region ages 16 to 26. And the exhibition will be open to the public through April 24th. And with us now is Opelka Gallery's director, Judy Gilmore. So Judy, hello, welcome.
Hi, Andrea. Thanks for having us.
Tell me, I know that this is an annual exhibition, a photo exhibition. How is this a departure from your previous iterations of the particular exhibition, Photo Regional at Opelka?
Sure. Well, the Photo Regional is an institution in the region that happens every year. We're now in the 43rd year, and it travels among venues. And currently, the three venues that are kind of sharing the exhibition, and it rotates every year, are Opelka Gallery, the Albany Center Gallery in downtown Albany, and then new to the rotation will be the Art Center of the Capital Region. And of those three venues, Opelka Gallery, in the last 10 years has, every time the Photo Regional has come to us, every 3 years, have done a curated show where we choose a curator, and the curator then goes out and, you know, whatever methods they want, chooses the work from the region that we'd like to showcase, whereas some of the other venues do a juried show. This year, just because of, you know, all of the uncertainty, we decided to also do a juried show. The Albany Center Gallery hosted one in the fall. Their kind of annual was in the fall. And they do, you know, a big, beautiful salon style show where they show a ton of work. And then they actually have a juror come in, select a bit of that work to then hang a, what they call a select show. That's the way they've done it. And since we were coming around so quickly on the rotation with just a spring show only 6 months later, we really wanted to do something that shook it up a little. And the idea came to us to really think about making an opportunity where more young people felt that they had the opportunity to show. And so we decided to restrict the age this year for many reasons. And that's where the idea came from. So it was really born of kind of the pandemic and just some of the, you know, scheduling and kind of issues we had that just made a juried show much more possible than the curated show we normally do every 3 years.
How did you go about selecting the jury?
Kidder Joseph was a wonderful student from Russell Sage who graduated just a couple years ago. So he was on our radar. We had known about his work. He graduated and just has had an incredible career. And we just have been really wanting to find ways to keep him engaged with what we're doing. So he was a really easy friend of the gallery already.
Gianna LaFontaine, who is also from Troy and a photographer.
Anna's work we also knew about, and she's local, and we had met her before, and she'd actually served on a previous advisory committee for an exhibition we did.
And Anna Schubeck is here with us. Now, you're a student activist and a photographer, and you're currently enrolled in Bard College, which is just down the road, but you're from Albany.
Yep.
Now, I've just discovered that you recently named the Bard Campus Compact 2021 Newman Civic Fellow.
It's an opportunity for me to connect with other students across the country who do kinds of leadership projects at their colleges in relation to civic engagement. So I think it's going to be need throughout the next year, school year, where I can participate in like networking events and workshops and leadership development opportunities, schools across the country. So I guess I was nominated through my work with the Center for Civic Engagement at Bard. And I think there's like one student from many colleges across the country who participate in this.
So what does that mean? Does that mean you're an artist as well as, can I say, activist?
Yeah.
Great. And how is that happening? Because you're majoring in photography and sociology, so it all blends together for you?
Yeah. I guess so. The title of sociology, kind of like, I didn't go into Bard thinking that I wanted to do sociology, but Bard is very focused on like human rights and civic engagement and social justice generally. So for me, sociology was just easy way of learning about like kind of theoretical underpinnings to issues that I care about. with a human rights lens. And I actually didn't do any photography before coming to Bard. I was always interested in it, but I did mostly painting and drawing, and also some community art projects. I did like a community mosaic at my high school, and I did a like art show fundraiser at RISE, the Refugee Immigrant Support Center in Albany. But I had never done photography really, so this was a medium I wanted to explore coming to Bard. Yeah.
So that's how you found that, as you know, you use that as an expression of what you want artistically. How would you describe your work in photography? Would you give it a kind of description or title?
Yeah. I mean, the Bard program is very, it's focused on like kind of the fine art behind photography. And I started kind of like molding what I wanted to do, or since I didn't have any previous experience with photography, I kind of started like trying to emulate what I thought of as like fine art photography, that because that seemed to be a focus of the program. But as I've developed and like begun to use photography for what I want it to use it for, I've really enjoyed photographing at protests. So over the summer, I did a lot of protest photography, and it's important to me that I'm like maintaining fulfilling and deep connections and commitments to the community that I'm photographing and representing. So,
A quick question. Like you say, you've been photographing lots of political activities. Do you do that as like a recording the event, or is there an artistic slant to the way that you approach that? How does that blend together?
I think because I started doing photography, like trying to emulate some kind of fine art quality, when I went to photograph protest, I kind of approach it with a similar eye to things like looking for intimate moments and generosity and like soft light and the way moments of interaction interact with like how the light is falling on different interaction. So I feel like I don't just like point my camera at where the action's happening and just like snap it to document. I feel like I approach it in a similar way that I would approach photographing anything. So I look for like detail and interaction and meaningful moments and tenderness.
Brilliant. Now you've been given this position as a judge for this exhibition. How has that changed you? Has that made any impact on how you look at art, or has it influenced any of your observations? What's been the reaction to you?
It was my first time curating or doing anything really like this. And I think honestly, I am not even comfortable yet really calling myself a photographer. Like I don't know if I feel like it's just something that I like to do sometimes, but I feel like this opportunity like provided me with a lot of self-assurance that I can like, call myself a photographer, and I have experience and I know what I'm looking for and I know what I care about in this artistic process. And feeling connected to other artists in this way was very important for me to feel, especially because like this show is so significant in encouraging like young people to have a voice in a time that has been really hard. And I think that relates to like what I care about generally in my civic engagement work. So I don't know, this has been a really good way for me to bridge my interests and connect to other artists and feel much more confidence in thinking of myself as a photographer.
When you were looking at the work and you had to select pieces, right? You had 70 entries at least. Was it mostly people expressing this last year and a half, 2 years of COVID, or was it was it an overall? Were there many social comment kind of photographs, or was there different avenues of photography that you saw and that we should be able to see, I hope?
Yeah, there are definitely a lot of different approaches, but I think often I saw either a conscious choice to kind of like represent something other than the circumstance. So a lot of photographers who submitted work like represented themes about like self-discovery and gender performance and exploration of the self. So I feel like a lot of work was geared toward like not necessarily what COVID has, like the political circumstances or the social circumstance of COVID, but like what has that allowed us to explore outside of the social environment that we're facing right now. And alternatively, there were like a lot of, there were documentations of social protest and like isolation. And yeah, so I think there was a good combination of different approaches to representing this time. I also wanted to say, like when we were going through the work, even the ones that, as Judy mentioned, like some clearly didn't have as much like technical experience in photography, I think it was still inspiring to see the range of experience that people had in the work that they were submitting, and the fact that people felt included, even the ones that didn't end up selected, the fact that young people felt included and seen in a way that I think often galleries don't prioritize. And I think it's just encouraging moving forward to for young people to feel like they like can contribute to these spaces. Yeah, so even the ones that we didn't select or that aren't in this show, I think it's starting momentum to encourage young people and people who don't always feel like they have a voice in these spheres to be included.
Now, all through this pandemic, Opeka Gallery at Russell Sage College in Albany has been presenting the work of artists. The 43rd Annual Photo Regional Youth Spotlight. The exhibition will be open to the public through April 24th.